mob mode. This is the mob.
Welcome to Elvis Express. Taking you inside Lee Dawson's mind.
You don't have to touch that radio dial, because the Elvis Express radio show is not on the radio. It is downloaded. So get down and get loaded with Elvis Presley from Lee Dawson on the Elvis Express Radio.
Takes a while to download Elvis Express Radio. Soon he'll be on the one who loves you, Lee, 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 Lee. Somewhere in the Elvis zone, he'll play your song requests for hours. Read your email on the air. Chat, make you smile. His point of view is always fair. He'll tell you all the news on Elvis and entertain you while he can. He's the guy we all look up to. Lee, 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 Lee. We're your number one fan. He'll play your song requests for hours. Read your emails on the air. He will chat and make you smile. His point of view is always fair. He'll tell you all the news on Elvis. Entertain you while he can. He's the guy we all look up to.
Crime and giving yourself over to pleasure.
There certainly isn't, and this is the place to give yourself over to pleasure. Elvis Express Radio, the second hour here on March the 10th, 2006. My name's Lee Dawson. Thank you for sticking with us. Right, straight on with a request. This is from Jonathan Neem, and he writes in and just simply says, "This show is brilliant. You want Burning Love."
I don't know which way to go.
There you go. Can't beat a bit of honka-honka burning love. Unless you're that woman in Australia who's trying to stab her husband to death a couple of months back, whatever it was. I'm playing Burn Love too many times, so that was especially for her. Carol and Brenda in Birmingham. Hello, girls. I hope Brenda's, you know, keeping calm and not getting too overexcited about, you know, Elvis's chest and stuff. Anyway, they say, hi, Lee. Well done to Rob on the remix of The Lady Loves Me. Little Rihanna stole the show again. She certainly did. And they go on to say, by the way, one of these weeks, will you and Lana do your own top 10? That'd be really interesting to hear your choices. I think that's a really good idea. Thank you, Carol. And Brenda, of course. I think that's a really, really cool idea. So I think one of us might have our top 10 next Friday. What do you think? I'll have a think about that. I think it'll probably be Lana. I'll let Lana do her top 10. Right, okay. It says, good luck with Lee's lineup, which is now the Big Boss Man, or sorry, Big Man and Paddy show on Saturday. The Rantometer will probably explode. It probably will, yeah. She says, keep TCB in. Love from Carol and Brenda. Thank you, girls. Carol and Brenda, you'd like to hear Love Song of the Year. This is Love Song of the Year with a new mix, shall we say.
He used to laugh when I should cry. I used to let these feelings pass me by. But now that I believe them, I've got no one to leave them to me. You see, I traded love for what I thought was being free. So I confess, my loneliness, and I guess I lost the best of the year that I had lost slipped through my fingers like a golden breath of air. If I had cared, I wouldn't be singing this love song of the year. It's a lonely song, and not too clear, but to me, it's very dear. I guess this song could only be my feelings way down in the sea of love. To me, this has got to be the love song of the year. Song of the year.
Love is past.
I laugh, I used to cry.
Love is past.
I used to laugh. These feelings pass me by. From now on, I'll make it very clear. I don't want to write another love song of the year. It's a lonely song, and not too clear, but to me, it's very dear. I guess this song could only be my feelings way down in the sea of love. To me, this has got to be the love song of the year. Very clear. song of the year.
Love is blind.
Laugh, he used to cry.
Love is blind.
He used to laugh. These feelings passed me by. From now on, I'll make it very clear. I don't want to write another love song of the year.
Song of the Year, that was from requested by Carol and Brenda in Birmingham. Staying in Birmingham, Debbie from Birmingham wrote in response to Mr. Sanders and said, "Hi, Mr. Sanders, hope you've had a good weekend. I know I have, so thanks, Lee, for yet again another great, entertaining, funny, topical show. And looking forward to the Common Sense Show, and I foresee lots and lots of interaction in the past few months, if the past few months are anything to go by. Let the games commence." Yes, indeed. Everybody's willing to have their opinion on the website. So, get your opinion about anything and everything on the Big Man and Paddy Show, starting tomorrow from 9, only on Elvis Express Radio. Fantastic. Right, Scott from Nova Scotia in Canada writes and says, "Yo, Lee! Hey, yo, Scott! He said some fine shows in the past couple of weeks. Loving all the Tuesday shows as well. Excellent song choices. About what Elvis was saying to the woman Bahiga in That's the Way It Is. I've always assumed that she is asking for her pen back, and Elvis, being the jokester that he is, says, 'Sorry, I can't do that,' dismissively, and walks away, only to turn around and return the pen a few seconds later. Possibly that, I'm not sure. I really, really want to know now what Bahiga asks Elvis, and that he can't do. I just don't know. But that's a possibility, so thank you, Scott." He says, "Lee, let's hear That's What You Get For Loving Me. Best wishes to you and all the EER listeners." Well, best wishes to you, Scott, and, of course, everyone in Nova Scotia, Canada. And, of course, anyone and everyone in Canada. You want to hear Takes 9 and 10 of For Loving Me.
It feels good there.
Almost threw up on the second line.
That's what you get for loving me. 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 Everything we had is gone, you can see. That's what you get for loving me. Now don't you shed a tear for me. I ain't the love you thought I'd be. I've had 100 just like you, but don't be blue. I've had 1,000 for one too. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything we had is gone, you can see. That's what you get for loving me. Now there you go, you're crying again. You should have known how things would end. But then someday when your poor heart is on the mend, I just might pass this way again.
That's what you
get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything I had is gone. All of you can see. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything we had is gone. All you can see. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me.
That's what you get for loving me. Takes 9 and 10. That's for Scott in Nova Scotia. Alexei from Yugoslavia. Hello, Alexei. Alexei says, hi, Lee. Good show last week. I want to request a song where Elvis's voice is incredible. Very touching song that Elvis recorded. I've never heard this particular take, so would you play it for me? Alexei, you want Danny Boy, take 8. Here it comes.
I like to see that. I like to do it better. Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summers are gone, and all the roses die. 'Tis you, must go, and I must buy. But come ye back. Summers in the meadow, oh, when the valley is hushed and white with snow, and I'll be here in sunshine. Oh, Danny boy, oh Danny boy, I love you so. But if you come and all the flowers are dying and I am dead as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave. And I shall hear, though soft you tread upon, and in my grave will richer, sweeter be. For you will bend and tell me that you love me, and I will rest in peace until you come to.
Oh, Danny boy, I love you.
The second song this week for Song of the Hour is What I Say. Ray Charles wrote and recorded What I Say in 1959. His recording was a number one rhythm and blues hit on the Hot 100 chart. It peaked at number six. What I Say was Ray Charles' first million seller and one of the first recordings to feature an electric piano. Other popular versions of What I Say include those by Jerry Lee Lewis in 1961 and Bobby Darin in 1962. Elvis used What I Say in 1967 as a tag ending on the song Guitar Man, written by Jerry Reed, but on the released version this was faded out.
Bringing a guitar now. Tell it one more time. Tell it one more time. Ooh, one more time. Tell it what I say, man. Tell it what I say.
Elvis sang What I Say in concert frequently. He recorded it in 1964 at Radio Recorders for his film Viva Las Vegas. His single release that year had a six-week stay on Billboard's Hot 100 chart, peaking at number 21. Elvis was seen rehearsing What I Say at MGM in July 1970 in his documentary Elvis, That's the Way It Is. This version of that recording is taken from the import CD There's Always Me, Volume 4. Here is Elvis Presley and the rehearsal of What I Say.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. I'm in love with Annie all night long.
Thank you.
Elvis Presley, Desert Storm, The Shattering of a Myth, contains a chapter entitled The Norfolk Catfish Controversy. Darren Lee takes an in-depth look at one of the most infamous performances that the King ever gave. On the 20th of July 1975 at the Scope Cultural and Convention Centre in Norfolk, Virginia, Kathy Westmoreland and two members of the Sweet Inspirations walked off stage. What happened to cause such an overblown reaction? Until you've read Desert Storm, you won't know why the accounts that have appeared in print are so inaccurate and incomplete as to be an unfunny joke. But none of us should be laughing because Elvis's reputation has been damaged and his good name harmed due to the misinformation that's out there. Supposedly the pills were changing Elvis and he was spinning out of control. Darren Lee started with the UPI Wire report as published in the New York Times column entitled The Pop Life by John Rockwell. Read first-hand accounts and then spoke with the credible eyewitnesses as well as a Presley insider. Be advised that the Norfolk catfish controversy contains adult language by necessity and not in an attempt to be sensationalism. Some fans and biographers speculate that because the Sweet Inspirations are black, it was a racial slur. Desert Storm sets out to prove that nothing could be further from the truth. In doing so, an interesting and never-before-told backstory was uncovered along the way. www.elvisconcertmyths.com is the website.
She took my pride and my joy. She took my reason for living.
Yeah, certainly sounds like an interesting chapter in the book there that I'm really, really looking forward to reading. Right, okay, next up is a request. Shall I do it? Yes, we'll have a request. This is for Claire. Claire in Carlshorten. Hello, Claire. Claire writes in and says, for everybody from Elvis International that attended Marion and Trevor's excellent event last Saturday, thanks, guys, for organising it, with special thanks to Keith and Helga for sharing the journey and making it so much fun. You would like to hear Guitar Man.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I'd left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. I hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles. I roamed 1,000 miles of track. Till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama. Had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming. So I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging little guitar man. Show them, son. If you ever take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile. Make it on out to a club called Jack's if you got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor. Digging the finest little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico.
I guess who's leading that five-piece band? Wouldn't you know it's that swinging little guitar man.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell her what I say. Tell her what I say. Tell her what I say. Bring another guitar, man. Say one more time. Say one more time. Yeah, one more time. Yeah, one more time. Tell her what I say. Bring another guitar, man. Tell her one more time. Tell her one more time. Yeah, one more time. Tell her what I say. Man. Tell her what I say.
Hi Lee, I hope I haven't left this too late and that you managed to squeeze us in. I just want to say a huge thank you to you for helping to support our event last Saturday. As you have gathered, it was a fantastic success and we raised over £6,000. So with your support and the fantastic CD you did for us, it was brilliant. I'd also like to thank all the members of EI that came and joined us, Jean, Claire, Helga, Keith and Debbie. Great that you made the journey and we did have a great time, didn't we? This is from me and from Trevor and I think Such a Night would be a good song, although I have a feeling it may have been requested already by one of the others. But if not, could you play it for us? And a great big thank you again. Cheers, Lee. Bye.
It was a night, ooh, what a night it was, it really was.
Such a night.
The moon was bright, oh, how bright it was, it really was.
Such a night.
The night was alive with stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love.
It was a kiss.
Ooh, what a kiss it was. It really was.
Such a kiss.
Oh, how she could kiss. Oh, what a kiss it was. It really was.
Such a kiss.
Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. But I gave my heart to her. Sweet surrender.
Such a night.
Came the dawn, and my heart in love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss, such a night.
It was a night.
Ooh, what a night it was, it really was.
Such a night.
Came the dawn, and my heart in her love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss in the moonlight. How will I remember? I'll always remember
that night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was. Such a night.
When we kissed, I had to fall in love. But I gave my heart to her. I had to fall in love. While she's gone, gone, gone. Yes, she's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, dawn, dawn. And my love was gone. But before that dawn, yes, before that dawn. And before that dawn. Ooh, 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 yeah. Such a night.
There you go, Such a Night. And that was also requested by Helga from Leicester, who wrote, hi Lee, thank you for the brilliant CD you provided last Saturday for Marion and Trevor's event at Northwich in aid of St Luke's Hospice. Loved your choice of songs, in particular helped me make it through the night. Haven't heard that one in ages, and I really enjoyed hearing it again. We all had a great night, and I would like to thank Marion, Trevor, Jean and Debbie for making the evening special. And an extra special mention to Claire and Keith for driving me there. Paul Rouse was a brilliant entertainer and kept everything rocking nicely. I know my choice of record is obvious, but it really was such a night. Please don't talk over the wow at the end. Thanks, Lee. Lots of kisses from the NBN ladies. Well, you've just had such a night, and I know you had such a night last Saturday, so that was brilliant. Well done, everybody who helped raise over £6,000 for such a worthy cause. Elvis Gothgirl writes in and says, Lee, last week was so cool. What will you be like on the Big Man and Paddy show? You'll have to tune in tomorrow because it's going to be outrageous. You want T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're certainly spelling T-R-O-U-B-L-E tomorrow night on the Big Man and Paddy Show. Lots of T-R-O-U-B-L-E on that one. Right, Gene Cook from Hythe in Hampshire writes in and says, "Hi Lee, I'm still enjoying your show and I'm now a regular listener." That's brilliant, Gene. Welcome to the regular world of the zany Elvis Express Radio. And now, Gene's got a serious request. She says, "I wonder if you would play Santa Lucia for a dear friend of mine who is in hospital at the moment. I know she would be thrilled to know this song was dedicated to her at this particular difficult time in her life. Gemma is her name, and she deserves a mention and cheering up. Thank you so much, and keep those great songs coming." Well, Gemma, hopefully Gene will be getting this to you so you can listen to this. From myself, from Lana, from Paddy, and from every listener, we wish you our very, 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 very best wishes and hope you get better soon. All right? Because we want to hear from you. As soon as you're out of hospital and you're feeling better, you make sure you email me, eer-desk@ntol.com, and let us know you're okay. This song is specially for you from your friend, Gene.
Sul mare luccica l'astro d'argento, placida l'onda, prospero il vento. Sul mare luccica l'astro d'argento, placida l'onda, prospero il vento. Venite l'agile barchetta mia, Santa Lucia, Santa
I was going to sing that along with it, but I know Gene said, you know, it would cheer you up, but I didn't want you to fall out of bed laughing your head off so much, so I just thought I'd leave it to Elvis. So get better soon, okay, Gemma? Right. John Meyer wrote in and said, "Great fun show on Friday. Lee and Paul were in great form. Great music as always, and now confirmation of a great new music, general music and opinion show. 2006 has just got better, people." Thank you, John. And Sexy Cindy says, these shows are just great. People without a sense of humour and no fun need not apply. Lee and Paul, you did a great job this week, as every week. And now, with the forthcoming new show, I see great things for you two on the radio horizon. Looking forward to Sunday, Tuesday, Friday and Saturday. Great week in store. Thank you, Cindy. And Pamela Morgan says, "Hi Lee, thank you for playing my request. My daughter says when she has paid back her student loan, she might send you a pound or two." Excellent! great show, as always. You played loads of my favourites. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Pamela. Jonathan Neem says, "Heard this show for the first time today and I thought the show was politically incorrect, insulting to certain people, rude. Not how an Elvis show is expected to be done. I bloody loved it. This is so cool. Can't wait for the new show that was mentioned. That will be outrageous. But you've got a new regular listener here, and I will be telling everyone to download your shows. Well done on a great modern show." Thank you, Jonathan. That is really, really appreciated. Eleanor Parrish writes in and says, "Can you please play Snowbird for me?" Eleanor, here it is.
The snowy mantle, cold and clean, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings a song he always sings and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within,
For the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that she'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know, I would fly away with you. Yeah, if I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
I do like that song, so thank you very much, Eleanor, for that request. Scott Pellerine writes, fabulous show, Lee and Paddy. Great choices for songs of the hour, Rob, especially You Don't Know Me. As many others have said, EER is a fantastic, modern, edgy show, which I feel any intelligent, forward-thinking, fun-loving individual with a taste for Elvis music should enjoy. I could not agree with you more, Scott. And Chad says, I'm sitting here listening to the first 5 minutes of the first part of the radio show, and I'm laughing my ass off. Lee's intro with Skippy and Batman were great. Regards to Dennis Sanders' comment, too bad that he didn't listen beyond the first 10 minutes, because the first 10 minutes were insane. He must think we're all nuts. He probably does. And he would be right, wouldn't he? Yes. Okay. I'm glad everybody's agreeing with me in there. Right, Daniel Upton writes in and says, these shows are one in a million. I really enjoy them and have never missed an edition. Thanks so much, Lee. Well, thank you, Daniel. You want to listen to The Fool, and that's what I am.
Gather around me, buddy. Your glass is high, and drink to a fool, crazy fool, who told his baby by too late, he found he loves her so much, he wants to die, so drink to a fool, crazy fool, who told his baby goodbye. He needs a son. He wonders why he let her go.
Okay, Susie Evans writes, says, one of the very best shows yet, Lee. As soon as that Skippy theme started, I was on the floor with laughter. Then the what's up? What's that, Skippy? Someone stuck with their own asshole? glad to hear Paddy wasn't taking sides. Laugh out loud. Oh, and the guy singing Memories, laugh my something off. And says, you and Paddy are brilliant together, and you really should be snapped up by a radio station and have a national show together. You are like the adult version of Anton Deck. Well, thank you. As long as I end up getting Anton Deck's money, I'll be very, very, very happy. ecstatic, I think is the word. Anyway, Susie says, I certainly cannot wait until the Big Man and Paddy show starts on Saturday. Well done to you both. You have a great future together. Thank you, Susie. And you want to hear a Come a What a May.
I am yours and you are mine, come what may. A love like ours remains divine, come what may. Even though we're miles apart, you're living in my lonely heart. At night the teardrops start and all the long, long day. I got your picture near me since you went away. I plant a kiss upon your lips each night and day. Bear in mind and you will find a heart that is true. And I'll be here with you on what may. I got your picture near me, I sent you went away. I plant a kiss upon your lips each night and day. Bear in mind, you will find a heart that is true. And I'll be here with you, come what may. And I'll be here with you, come what may. And I'll be here with you, come what may.
There you go, Susie Evan, comes what may, come what may. Colin Friedman, Colin Friedman says, I've got a hair in my mouth, no. Sorry, I'm losing it. Okay, this will be the last song of this hour. In the third hour will be Michelle Coleman's Top 10, as well as some more requests. The third song of this week from Rob. And, yeah, there you go. So, Colin Friedman says, I cannot thank you enough for all the great entertainment that you give us. And I will be supporting you tomorrow with your new show. Thank you, Colleen. You want Paralyzed, and you'll hear me in a moment.
When you looked into my eyes, I stood there like a highway hypnotized. You sent a feeling to my spine, a feeling warm, smooth, and fine. All I could do was stand there. When we kissed, ooh, what a thrill. You took my hand and ooh, baby, what a chill. I feel like grabbing you real tight, squeeze and squeeze with all of my might. All I could do was stand paralyzed. Oh yeah, lucky me, I'm singing every day. Ooh, ever since the day you came my way. Say, but what do you remember that wonderful time when you held my hand and swore that you'd be mine? In front of a preacher, you said I do. I couldn't say.
could do was stand out from paralyzed. Oh, lucky me, I'm singing every day. Ooh, ever since the day you came my way. Ooh, you made my life for me just one bigger and gay. I'm gay every morning, at night I'm still the same. Baloney Charlie, do you remember that wonderful time when you held my hand and swore that you'd be mine? In front of the preacher, you said I do. I couldn't say a word for thinking of you. All I could do was stand there paralyzed. All I could do was stand there paralyzed.